Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 76.
Thank you for joining me today on this podcast. And we have been talking about the last couple of weeks against fear. Not for fear, believe me, but against fear and how we can be free, stay free, and then in Jesus' name, help others get free from that thing called fear, because the Bible says it definitely has torment. And we don't need to be tormented by the evil one at all. What is some of the best scripture against fear? Well, you could almost start anywhere in the Word of God, but the one that comes to mind is Psalm 91. It is a power-packed chapter of how you can have victory over fear in your life, and then also then set others free from fear. In Psalm 91, verse 1, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." What a powerful lead-in verse that is for Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place. In other words, you're not like at a hotel. You check in, you check out, you're there just for a little bit. You know, you see a TV and the bathroom and the bed and maybe an extra chair, and it's not yours. It's not yours at all. But you just get up and leave. And a lot of people leave those things in an absolute mess. It's not your room, it's a hotel room. But here that scripture says, "He that dwells, lives, habitates." When you habitate, you take your stuff out of the suitcase. When you habitate, you hang it all up. When you habitate, you use all the drawers. And you move the furniture around to your liking and your furniture then that you like. And so he that dwells in the secret place. Why is it a secret? Is nobody supposed to know? The world can't figure it out. It's a secret to them. Those that don't know God, don't love God, they don't want his son Jesus, they rebuff the work of the Holy Spirit, it's secret to them because they don't want to go there. Because when you go there, you have to surrender the king called self. The king called self. Surrender that king and say that, "Yes, I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High God." Wow. "And you shall then abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Another great one in the same chapter is 91, beginning in verse 4, reading 4 through 7. "He's going to cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will trust. His trust shall be like a shield and a buckler." I said, what in the world is a shield and a buckler? It is the armament that they put on thousands of years ago to shield them from the arrows. Have you ever felt like an arrow's been directed at you? I have. Every single believer has. Arrows coming, the enemy. Words are arrows. Be careful what you do with your words, because they are arrows that fly, and they will hit a target whether good or bad. And that's why it's so important that every single one of us watch what we say. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And so we have to be careful of the arrows, the words that are going out. Are we helping? Are we blessing? Or are we cursing, denying, and wishing somebody ill? I pray not. I pray not in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are so many people in the body of Christ right now that are in the fray. You're in the battle. But the problem is, it's not a battle that the Lord has picked. It's one that you picked. You're fighting human beings. And we need to understand that ours is a spiritual battle and we can win. And so we are covered by his feathers and his trust. We are his trust by shield and buckler. "And you shall not be afraid of the terror that comes at night, nor the arrows," just like I said, "that fly during the daytime." And so what a powerful script that is. Nor the pestilence. The pestilence. What is the first part of that word? Pest. So we got to look out for the pest. There are things that are pesky and bothersome and troublesome to you and to me. And we have to look out for the pest in this world. Nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at the noontime. A thousand shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near my dwelling. I still have a neighbor, but he said this years ago. He said, "How you doing?" I said, "Well, an uncle that just died of cancer." "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that." "My brother has the same kind of cancer." "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'll pray for him." They went on to say that there are others in his family, male gentlemen in his family, that had that same kind of cancer. But then he went on to say, "It killed my uncle, it killed my dad, it killed my brother. One of the days it's going to kill me." Don't say that. Don't say that. Be careful what you say. The arrows that fly. We need to keep the shield up. Keep the sword ready. Keep the sword sharp. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Defeat the enemy by reprogramming your heart. You're going to reprogram your mind. They'll give you the right words to say. So you can command fear to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Now that's what you need to do right now. Thanks for being with me today on this podcast.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.